Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella joining us. Good morning, Jen. Let's talk about how Chicago police plan to make some clubs, bars, and other nightlife spots safer.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, as we've seen over the last few years, more and more neighborhoods are kind of hiring their own patrols, especially in nightlife districts. And as issues continue to persist in some of these strips in the West Loop, in West Town, and the near West Side, the police department is rolling out their own entertainment district patrols. Mm-hmm. So there are going to be these new groups of officers working from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. on certain strips, including Division Street and over in Wicker Park, West Town, parts of Greek Town, Taylor Street, and near the University of Illinois at Chicago campus. So we'll be seeing some of these officers out there after a few shootings and a few armed robberies, specifically in the West Town and Logan Square area. They've seen a lot of armed robberies lately, and this is just meant to deter any after-hours shenanigans from bargoers who may have had too much to drink and then come out looking for trouble.
Yeah, in the latest statistics, there's a decrease, actually, in robberies, but there have been quite a few gun arrests, and that's very troubling. So hopefully this could help with that.
Yes, that's what the people in the West Loop are hoping, that they can do that instead of hiring their own security team. So run by the police department.
Let's talk about this is interesting, because now it's the neighbors yelling at the Wiener Circle instead of the other way around. What's the community upset about on the north side?
Yes, there's a Wrightwood Commons building right near the Wiener Circle at 630 West Wrightwood, and the very popular hot dog stand opened a patio in late 2021. And before they opened, there was a lot of concern from neighbors. Hey, you know, you guys get a late night crowd. You get kind of a rowdy crowd. And it's people go there, they flock there for, you know, the foul-mouthed employees. Yeah. And just to have a good time late at night. They vowed not to play music on the patio and keep it quiet. And they were like, the front of the Wiener Circle will stay the same, but the patio will be a chill oasis. And neighbors are saying that's not happening, that there's loud music, loitering, and rowdy behavior. But the neighbors refused to go on the record for us because they are afraid of ending up on the Wiener Circle sign, which we kind of understood there. But the Wiener Circle has not responded. They are working with the area's aldermen to try to reach a agreement with neighbors. So we will be keeping you posted on what happens there.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the Wiener Circle feedback to all this. And one can only imagine.
I posted haters gonna hate on Instagram last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, figures. This story on blockclubchicago.org about Susie's Drive-In, it was actually a drive-through on the border of Mayfair and Irving Park, 4130 West Montrose. They used to have the best French fries in the world at Susie's, and they closed up a while ago, but something new is moving in to that exact same building, Jen?
Yes, after 50 years, Susie's closed last year, which people were very upset, and I'm very mad I didn't try those fries before they closed. But Taco Pros is moving in, and this is a Mexican kitchen franchise based in Chicago. They have 8 locations in the city and suburbs, and pretty good reviews, according to some folks who weighed in on social media from us. But it's a locally owned chain. They're going to redo the Susie's little storefront a little bit, and it will have tacos and burritos and all kinds of Mexican food, and they're going to get some artwork up on the walls. So it's going to look very different over there, but it won't be vacant for long.
Yeah, and it's not Susie's, but hopefully they'll do a good job over there. And more restaurant news, a plant-based restaurant in Fulton Market is coming to the South Side. Tell us about this.
It is. As a Southsider, it is hard to find vegan and vegetarian food down here sometimes, so I'm sure a lot of Southsiders are excited about this. Sundrip is a vegan eatery. They have a location in Fulton Market. They're also opening like little vending machines across the city, kind of like those farmers' fridges where you're able to get some overnight oats or a salad. Kind of a healthier option for folks on the South Side. It'll also have like juices and, you know, noodle bowls, but a lot of raw food, vegan food with a focus on health. over at Sundrip, and they are hoping to open in time for Labor Day.
1109 East 55th in Hyde Park. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Thanks, Jen. More tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.